I am so angry about this. I'm so disgusted with Trump and RFK. This quote from a high-ranking, brilliant leader in health care around the country. Thank you, RFK and Trump, for bringing back an eradicated disease. Doctors haven't seen a case of measles in 25 friggin' years, and now we have two dead in Pennsylvania. It's disgusting. They have blood on their hands. You can love Trump all you want. This disgusts me. And the ignorance out there. And the victims are unvaccinated. What are you going to say now? They deserved it. Is that where you're going? Because that's how you live. Because that's how you roll. No one deserves to die through their ignorance. No one deserves to die from an eradicated disease, ailment, dysfunction of our culture, bad info, bad social media, bad lies. You're going to be fine. No one cares about measles. We do now. Three deaths all last year in America. Two in Pennsylvania this morning. Sickening. Frightening. More to come. He will never say I told you so, but I will. We told you so. We saw this train coming. And one of the premier doctors in America, Don Yearly, the chief medical officer at UPMC, you find no solace in telling folks that you warned them this would happen, sir, but it did happen. And now what do we do?
Well, this is a wake-up call, Martin, and I think that's why you're on the topic today. Measles is something that is largely preventable with vaccination and often afflicts some of the youngest people in our society. And we have the solution in our hands. And because of a variety of forces, some of which are misinformation, we're not using that solution. We did for multiple decades. Marty, I hadn't seen cases of measles in real practice for 2 decades because we had done a very good job immunizing it. Now it's back. Not everyone dies from it. Very few people do. But why would any have to die from it when there's really a solution that's easy and exceptionally safe?
It's hard to imagine, man. It just is. We don't know much about it at this point. Lancaster County, do you know any details, age, serve, that sort of thing, of the folks who died?
I don't know any of the details. Lancaster County is heavily populated with people of an Amish or Plain background.
Yep.
Who have beliefs about interactions with the healthcare system and a variety of forms of healthcare. That are endemic to their religion. But above and beyond that, we have a lot of other folks who, not so much a true religion, it's become a kind of a populist belief about vaccination and the lack of value. Vaccination saves illness, and in this case, it could save lives.
Tell me the most significant message you can pass on to folks listening right now who are unvaccinated. Playing with fire, sir.
It's okay to have questions about what does the vaccine do that's good for me and what could it do that maybe isn't so good for me, and have a informed conversation with your doctor. I'm fairly certain at the end you'll realize that the benefits far, far, far outweigh any risks, and they keep you and, more importantly, your children safe. It's an easy trade-off. It's 2 vaccination shots early on that virtually everyone tolerates well. And it protects you for a lifetime. It seems like a cheap price to pay for that type of benefit.
Dr. Don Yearly, UPMC's chief medical officer, how do you die from this, sir? Help me out.
Well, the 2 most fearful complications is either the measles affecting your lungs, essentially creating a pneumonia, or affecting your nervous system, your brain in particular. And you end up with very severe forms of that infection. Once that part's entrenched, it's very hard to treat. Antibiotics will not treat the virus that causes the measles. And most of the care is supportive with some other aspects and hoping that you can recover. Wouldn't it be smarter to have your immune system ready to fend off the invader before that measles virus had a chance to be entrenched? That's what we do with vaccination. We prepare you in advance.
Hey, Doc, have you seen folks walk through your doors that are sick from measles?
We have just started in Western Pennsylvania to see people with clinical measles arrive. It was more prominent on the eastern and central part of the state, but it was only a matter of time that this would spread. People travel. I am unaware of any measles cases in the Commonwealth that happened in someone who was fully immunized. Just hasn't happened yet. So there's the proof in the pudding.
Hold on. So people get this. So my man just nailed it. You don't have one damn case of measles with someone who's been immunized.
Not that I've seen this year in the Commonwealth. Even if one happened, it wouldn't change the math that immunized people are very well protected if they've had both of the shots, either as a child or as an adult. And those that aren't fully immunized, putting themselves at risk. Yes, many will have an annoying disease rather than a life-threatening. But a small part of them, and you can't predict that in advance, have this terrible outcome, either death or real serious illness. Why would you trade that? Why would you want to gamble
with that? Hey, Doc, I'm kind of old. How the hell do I remember? How do folks even remember if they had the vaccination? I'm serious.
You're mature, and in our lifetime, you and I aren't that different in age.
Right.
Measles vaccination was virtually everyone.
Yep.
There wasn't the questioning. So I would have zero doubt that you've been immunized.
So my point is anyone in their 60s, sir, anyone in their 60s would say, I've had it, right?
They would very likely have had it. We can test for antibodies to see if you still retain some of that activity. But virtually everyone who grew up in the United States of our age was immunized. It really began a little over a decade ago when people began to question immunizations in general, that the part of the population that was unvaccinated began to grow.
Hey, Doc, what are my symptoms? What do I see, hear, feel first if I have it?
Well, if you have measles, you usually start with a fever. Sometimes a very specific red rash that's on your skin. It can even extend into your mouth and create a few spots. And occasionally some difficulty breathing, kind of congestion. So it looks like a lot of other viral illnesses. We recognize it when the rash comes. It's not often the first thing, but it's usually early on. Most healthy children will tolerate this well. They'll be miserable. I don't know why you would want that for your child. And they'll develop a secondary immunity. You can prevent all that with two simple vaccinations.
Hey, Doc, isn't it insanely easy to spread, sir?
Oh, it absolutely. It's one of the easiest things to spread around. And it's one of the challenges we have in healthcare. If someone presents with active measles, trying to identify who came even near them and what their immunization status is. It is just spread way easier, even easier than you remember during the COVID years when we were worried about this. Measles is probably one of the most contagious viruses around.
You were doing contact tracing for one case last week. You were trying to track down 100 people. It's that contagious, sir, right?
Yeah, you don't just need close contact. Even, you know, being in a closed room with someone would be enough. The measles virus is highly efficient spreading around. The flip side of it is immunization does a wonderful job at protecting virtually everybody.
Hey, where can I get the shots, sir?
Almost anywhere. Many of pharmacies offer the shot. Many physician offices. Lots of opportunity for this. And I suspect even more now that people are hearing about this. So lots of opportunity. Start first with your physician or your healthcare provider. If you have any questions, the health department can help guide you in the right direction. It's available. It's easy to do. It's two separate injections spread in time, a few months apart. And it provides immunity essentially for a lifetime.
Dr. Don Yearly, Chief Medical Officer, UPMC, someone like you cares so much and knows so much. This has to aggravate you, sir.
Well, the aggravating part is, Marty, the solution is in our hand, and it's simple. And more importantly, is there's a lot of misinformation out there about vaccination in general and this in particular. Could someone in your family, a child, another loved one, develop immunity a different way, essentially by getting infected and recovering. They could, but it's often a miserable experience. And for some people, it's a life-threatening.
Do you fear there'll be more deaths? Do you fear more deaths, sir?
I don't know that there'll be more, because still most people recover from it, even if they're not, but they're miserable. And what today shows us, that even if most do well, some don't. Those deaths were likely completely preventable. And to those families, I am sure they're feeling the loss today.
This is scary, brother. Three deaths in America all last year from measles, two in one day in Pennsylvania. Scary, sir, isn't it?
It is scary. The solution's in our hands. We just have to embrace it.
Don Yearly, the best. Thank you, sir. It's important stuff. Truth to power. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
Pay attention, folks, please. Please. Please.